Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift. Joining me in studio. Oh! No, not yet. Anyway, it's good to have you aboard, and let's take care of a little business before we get into the meat of the show. We're going to be talking to Jimmy Scheel, who's at the State of Michigan Delegate Convention, and Jimmy's going to have some updates for us. So, Jimmy, hang tight. We're going to be with you in a minute. And there he is, Brandon Drake. Look at you. Good to see you, man. Okay, let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour, J&M Landscaping, 248-640-7029. Jason does a great job. I'm sure you firsthand experience. Jason took a big gnarly tree in my backyard down just this last before winter really hit. And you know what? The attention to detail is everything. Number one, he's licensed and insured and all that good stuff, so you can feel safe about getting it down and not having an issue. But the way these guys cleaned up, it was amazing. It was like I never had a tree in my backyard. It was just the most amazing thing. So Jason and the guys do a really good job. You can reach them at 248-640-7029, or you can go to jandmlandscapingmi.com, jandmlandscapingmichigan.com, and check them out. So great, great company. They also do landscaping services, the tree removal, the tree trimming, lawn care, you name it, they've got it. And good guys. So 248-640-7029. Well, dude, we're going to talk about delegates.
Oh, great. Then the circle of crap will be complete.
The circle of life.
Yes.
Shall we say. Well, let's bring Jimmy on board because he's in the middle of things up there in Lansing. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Well, actually, I just got home about half an hour ago.
And you survived?
Oh, absolutely. Of course. They can't kill me.
Well, I tell you what, your email to me earlier today left me a little upset and flustered. You want to give us a little rundown on the selection? Is there some funny game playing? What's going on up there?
Fun and games isn't even, it wasn't any fun and games. It was just a flat out, we're stealing it. There's nothing you can do about it. Your vote doesn't matter. We wasted all of your taxpayer money on this primary. Screw you.
The circle
That's
of crap.
What it was.
Yeah, right.
That's flat out what it was.
So, Jimmy, do you have a list of names that you can send me? Because if they think they can get away with a bunch of stuff, Gary is going to put them on the front page of the newspaper.
Gary, Gary is going to name names.
Gary, put Brian Talley at the very top of that list.
Oh, Brian
Talley.
Let me tell
you about what, let me tell you what happened today, and then we can get into the caucus from last night if you'd like to.
Yeah, go ahead.
But anyway, what happened today is, you know, they have their opening ceremony, and the governor finally showed up to one of these and talked to us. Anyway, that doesn't even matter. Then they decide to vote on their slate of delegates and alternates at large. Now, these are people that are committed on the first ballot. So some of them have to be for Trump, some of them have to be for Cruz, some of them have to be for Kasich, because that's the way our delegates were apportioned. And I have no problem with that. But the problem is that this slate of delegates was picked by 11 people on the Michigan Republican Committee in some room somewhere, and there's 168 members. So there was no real quorum or nothing. They just picked, they just put this slate together. They brought it to us, and they had a vote on it. And, you know, a motion was brought to the floor, seconded, and they voted on it. Well, the nays threw it out, but they passed it anyway.
Really? So so even though the 168 people that showed up voted no, they went ahead and accepted it anyways.
No, I'm talking about the way that they created the slate was totally wrong. They had a there's 168 members of the state. The state has every right to put a slate together. They have every right to do that. But 11 people from this body of 168 created the slate. And then they brought the slate to the full convention, which there was probably, somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,200 people that have to approve this. Well, it was voted down. And they passed, they just carried the motion anyway. McCallie just wrapped his little gavel and said, motion carries. And Dave Agma and myself and several other people in the room moved to challenge. And Dave, I guess, went right up there. I didn't really see what was going on, but I was sitting back there and I heard something going on. And I was saying, support, support. And they said, well, we don't hear any support, so that's the way it is. And that was the end of it. It was just that simple.
So this group of 11 picked the slate, even though you guys said no to it, they went ahead and passed it anyways.
Yep. When we challenged, because when we, and what the challenge would have meant is that they would have had to have done a head count. We'd have had to, show our hands. The tellers would have had to have gone around, counted every single person. It would have taken some time. They probably would have done it by district, whatever. But so what? We got all day.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
And so for right now, Jimmy, what we've got is the fact that there's a slate that's been picked, handpicked by 11 people. We don't know whose allegiances those particular delegates that are going to the national convention.
Oh, no, we know. I mean, I'll get you this. I'll get you a copy of all of that eventually here. But yeah, we know. We can look them up. We can find out what they're up to, and we know anyway. I mean, walk around and talk to the people, and people know who a lot of these people are, and they know what's going on.
So Jimmy, they're for who?
They stacked it for Kasich. They stacked it.
Kasich, who is number three in our state, is going to get the second round picks. So, and I'm telling you, this is what I've been saying on Facebook, and we've got Cruz supporters who call the show, and I'm friends with Cruz supporters. Cruz is going to get screwed just as badly as Trump in this, isn't he? Yeah.
They got ripped off too.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, I've been saying this for weeks now, that this whole thing of that the establishment's kind of cozying up to Cruz is a big, big farce. And I can tell you what, if Kasich ends up being the nominee, screw you Republicans, I'm done. You will not get another dime from me, you will not get a vote from me. I'll vote for Bernie before I vote for John Kasich. How's that?
Feel the burn.
Feel the burn, because you know what? I'm not voting for John Kasich. If the Republican Party screws me, and I'm taking this personally, if you screw me and force that piece of garbage, John Kasich, down my throat, I'm not voting for him. I'm going to go third party, Constitution Party, Trump, whoever.
They did. It doesn't matter. They screwed you out of your taxpayer money for having the primary. They screwed the delegates. They screwed their own person, Dave Agma. And they screwed the entire convention. The whole thing was a farce.
Yeah. I got to say this. You know, between Trump and Cruz, I think they've got 80% of the support of the people of this country, or at least of the Republicans who are voting. It's either Trump or Cruz. And if it's not one of those two guys at the convention, the hell with the GOP. I'm done with it. I will not support some schlep rock that they stick in, like by John Kasich. You know, that's not going to happen to me.
Well, the Trump supporters were overwhelming of the delegation that was up there, the guests, the alternates. The Trump people were very overwhelming. There was more than 60% of the people were wearing Trump paraphernalia, carrying his signs, whatever. And then you had Cruz was second, and I don't think I saw one single Kasich person there. Not one.
Yeah.
They were there. They were the ones running the meeting. They had the microphone. And the thing is this, because we were saying, well, you know, wait a minute, point of parliamentary procedure, we brought a challenge, which is a motion. You're supposed to announce the motion and ask for support. You won't even do that. You know, the parliamentarian should have come over and said, yeah, that's right, there's a procedural question here. And no, they didn't do any of it. They were hearing none of it. Absolutely none of it.
Yeah,
they just did whatever they wanted. And I can't believe we didn't turn and walk out. Now, the only reason that they didn't, the delegates didn't walk out is because they wanted to elect Rob Steele and Kathy Breen to the committee, the national committee, which we did. Rob Steele is now our new committee man. You know, they would give him a round of applause for that. And Kathy Breen, two really good, awesome people.
And who do they support, Jimmy, just off the top of your head? Do you know if they're Trump Cruz guys?
I think Rob Steele kind of leans toward Cruz, but that is not the point. He's not going to be a delegate. He's going to the RNC. So he's not a delegate in the national convention or anything like that.
So the gist of it is this. We are sending our delegates from Michigan to the national convention, and they will, on the first ballot, do what they're supposed to, hopefully. And then
five-year. I found out it's actually a 5-year felony in the state of Michigan if you don't vote the way you are pledged on the first ballot.
Okay, but on the second, legally, they can change. But they're all going to change to Kasich, you think, on the second?
Well, the overwhelming majority of them will. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Now there's some. We got a few. I mean, they threw us a few crumbs. Come on.
Yeah.
They can't complete. If they completely steal it, then it would have turned into a total madhouse anyway. And then, get this. This is what really killed me today. This is what should have happened with the slate. They have two issues, these resolutions, and they're stupid. They're no-brainers. They should have been done by voice acclamation. One was to support the State of Israel. The other, to support the 10th Amendment. Both of those are going to pass. Come on, that's mom, apple pie, and hot dogs, for crying out loud. Nobody's going to vote against that. What are you, stupid?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and they went from district to district and counted everybody's hand and made the tellers do the way they're supposed to.
So the most important thing they ignore.
They could act like they were doing something correct.
Yeah. Okay, well, hang tight, Jimmy. Derek, put him on hold. Jimmy, don't go anywhere. We're going to have more questions.
Let me say this real quick.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing from a great movie. Gary, Jimmy, you effed up. You trusted us. My advice to you, drink heavily.
Let's bring Ed in. Jimmy, don't go anywhere. Let's bring in Ed from Ypsilanti. Ed, go ahead.
Hey, man, you know, I was listening to this, and I'm totally outraged. Totally, totally outraged.
Well, you should be. Why wouldn't you be? Because your guy's going to get screwed as well, right?
But, you know, to find out Kasich, where did this come from? Now, I have to ask a totally political question here. Okay, you know how I feel about Trump and Cruz. But, you know, just totally political. What do we think these Kasich guys will do when Kasich doesn't get it? Which way will they swing then?
Well, I guess that's the point I think Jimmy's making. If they've done this in every other state in the union, and then on the second ballot, some states have different rules. I'm sure second ballot in some states they still have to support whoever. I don't know. I'm not an expert. But if they're going to pick somebody, a Kasich or whoever, and you remember what Reince Priebus said the other day when he was on the Sunday talk shows, he said the candidate is going to be somebody who is currently running. Well, there you go. Is it going to be Trump or Cruz? Maybe, maybe not. Could it be Kasich still? Absolutely. Even though he's third and has little to no delegates, he could be the second or third round guy. You won't be outraged? Tell me you're going to be outraged, Ed, if it's not Trump or Cruz. Ed?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought I was talking over somebody. I didn't want to be rude. But the way I figured it was all along that Republican delegates would be diehards, and they would not be for Trump, being that they would be recent. The Trump movement is recent, and delegates have to have been active in the last election, right? So I'm surprised at the Trump activity among delegates. I would have expected them to be more old school. Say,
well, Because, you know, you can only kick people in the face for so long, and the Republican Party has kicked even Republican hardcore people in the face for decades now. I mean, come on, we give us the House, and we'll fix things. No, give us the Senate, and we'll fix things. No, now give us a president, and we'll fix it. No, they aren't. They're all liars. What the heck has the Conservative Party done for me? They've done nothing for me. So anyone that even says, you know, conservatives, you got to vote conservative, screw you. What have the conservatives done for me? They've done nothing. They're a bunch of liars. Brandon, go ahead.
I have a question for you, Gary.
I told Derek I could get you riled up more, but I didn't really intend to. I'm sorry, but man, that really went up on to 11.
Hold on, Brandon's got something.
I like riling him up. Keep up the good work, Ed. My question for you, Gary, is what about, are you abandoning the philosophy of if you don't vote Republican, regardless of who it is, then it's a vote for the Democrat?
Well, and here's my reason.
The age-old argument.
And here's my reason.
Thanks for asking that.
Because you know what? Our country has become so corrupt and so diseased that if we're going to stick a guy like John Kasich in there, who is basically the same as a Hillary, I don't care. Because you know what? We are addicts. This entire country is full of corrupt addicts. And until we hit rock bottom, we're never going to make the change. We're not going to bounce back. We are addicts to spending, and putting a guy like John Kasich or Hillary, they're the same person. So you know what?
Oh, you know, heck with it.
Let's go to the bottom. I want to go right to the bottom and see what happens. If we don't bounce back, we don't bounce back. But I'm not going to vote for John Kasich. I'll vote for a Bernie Sanders. I'll vote for a Constitution Party. I'll vote for... I am not. If the GOP screws me... And I'm taking it personally. You screw me and don't give it to me as a Trump or a Cruz. The hell with you. I'm done. I will not vote Republican.
What if they draft Rick Jennifer Snyder?
Gary.
Go ahead, Ed.
The rationale before was that I've heard, and you know, I'm not a never Trump. I'm a not Trump now. I'll probably vote for Trump in the general because the rationale is, he's a smidgen better than Hillary. He's an option. He's a chance. He might give us a good Scottish pick. But now you're saying that couldn't possibly be true of Kasich.
I don't believe it's true with Kasich. That's correct.
I'm surprised. I
believe Kasich is a moderate at best, and I believe he's another crony piece of crap capitalist who's giving money to his buddies. He's getting rich in Washington. He's a parasite. He's screwing us just like every other politician has screwed us for the last 50 years.
Yeah, but that may be true, but there's no way that he's on par with Hillary Clinton or Bernie.
I believe he is.
Oh, I don't think he's that bad.
He's welcoming in refugees. He's settling refugees in Ohio by the thousands. He's welcoming. You know what, folks? If we don't stop immigration, I'm not just saying Muslims. All immigration should stop. It should be on a case-by-case basis only, because we've got a million illegal immigrants coming to this country and screwing the rest of us that have been born and bred here out of jobs. Yep. They're lowering our wages.
That is true. But that's not to say... I'm sorry, never mind. But, hey, nice talking to you.
All right, Ed,
Appreciate it.
You're right.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye.
Let's take a call from Mike in Ann Arbor. Mike, welcome to the show.
My God.
Yeah, I know. My face is about as red as it can be.
Jesus Brandon, God almighty.
Brandon and I went today and we got our cholesterol and our blood pressure checked, and mine were both up, and I'm like, it's going to be a bad show.
Well, first of all, this piece of Croatian crap called Kasich, not Sick. I disown this guy. This is as bad as Hillary Clinton. He is liberal. He is no different than Dennis Kucinich. People in Cleveland who are Croats hate his guts, so... As far as I'm concerned, if the Republican Party puts Kasich on there, that's it. No more Republicans for me. I will vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't give a damn. The country's going to go down the tubes either way.
Yes, I agree with you. We're heading toward the cliffs at 55 or 60 miles an hour with a Kasich or a Hillary. So there you go.
Okay, this is a little over an hour ago. I blew my top on Linda's show at Mrs. Colbeck. Okay? And what my point was here, this is exactly, if what Jimmy said earlier is true, and I believe Jimmy's that what he said is true, if this is true, this is more the reason that Trump and Cruz need to stop it, get together, and say we are a unity ticket. And for Cruz, I am not a Cruz fan, I don't really like the guy, I don't trust him, but I trust him a hell of a lot more than Kasich, okay?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Mike. I'm dead on, but I think that boat has sailed. I wish it wasn't.
Maybe not, because I think reality is going to hit Ted Cruz, and it's going to hit Ted Cruz in New York. Ted Cruz made an ass of himself with his remarks about New York. I've got family people in New York. Not everybody in New York is a flaming liberal or a jerk, but he's made an ass of himself. And like I said on Linda's show, there is no way that Cruz is going to carry the East. Donald Trump can carry the East. This is a time, and I think it may just happen, that Trump and Cruz unite. This is the time for Mr. Cruz to realize one thing. He has been sucking from the public trough all his life. Like Donald Trump has said, he has never done anything where he's had to make a payroll, where he's built a business. He has been living off the public trough. This is a time for him to say, fine, you be my vice president, I will be the president, that's it, and we will clean this country up. And to the Republicans, and I fully agree with you on this, to the Republican Party, don't you ever send me another thing to donate to you. I will not donate to you. And like I said, you know, what to me has happened lately is the fact that they are the Benedict Arnold of the American people. You know, we talk about the Democrats as being dirty and filthy and everything else. The Republicans are no better. And to the Republican Party, I say this. If Donald Trump goes third party, I will vote Donald Trump, period. The time has come to end this garbage. The time has come to save this country, and the only way we're going to save it is to break up these parties. And if it has to be the Republican Party, then so be it. Life will go on. It may be tough, but look what happened to the people in Eastern Europe. They lived under communism for 70 years, and they lived in hell, and they survived, and this country will survive. But to the Republicans, any Republican that's listening there and wants to pull the rug under from Trump or even Cruz, you can go to hell. I will not vote for you anymore.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear.
And by the way, Brandon, you make a lousy Cruz.
A lousy... Oh.
Oh, God, when you did that, I thought of the Penguin and the old Batman. But anyway...
You know what? I'm going to work on that, Mike, because I think I can do Cruz, but I've got to watch some YouTube crap to resonate a little more with it.
Well, anyway, I just want to end with this. To the Republican Party, you are playing with disaster. I can tell you right now, I've talked to... And by the way... What I meant to say, and I was short on time with Mrs. Kolbeck when I heard her talking, you know, she was brandishing this thing that, oh, well, Ted Cruz won Wisconsin, oh, he did so great. I have a lot of family in Wisconsin. I'm originally from Wisconsin. And I can tell you something, where the stuff that they did to Trump there on the radio station was obscene. I mean, they were literally crucifying Donald Trump, and I'm surprised that Donald Trump got 30-some percent of the vote. So to the Kolbecks, don't gloat too much, because your boy right now is in New York, and he's going to get the same treatment in New York that Mr. Trump got in Wisconsin. I would not be crowing if I was a Cruz fan.
Hey, Mike, before we let you go, let me try again. And again, I haven't really rehearsed or practiced my Cruz, but Mike, I want to... Yeah, I'm not doing it. I want to bring you into... I want to bring you into the Cruz camp. What can I do to bring you over?
Not a damn thing.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, bye-bye, guys. Mike's right. I stink at that. I got to work on it. I can get a little bit of it. Got to work on it.
Hey, Derek, do we have enough time to bring Ken in? All right. And Ken's online, too. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm just calling to say that what I'm seeing through this presidential campaign, something I don't want to see, and that is, I believe our next president is going to be a Democrat. And why do I say that? Because Trump supporters like myself will never support any candidate but Donald Trump. And when I'm listening to all these call screeners on different shows, and when I listen to the talk show hosts on different shows, they will never support Donald Trump if he becomes the candidate in the general election. And so we have a party that's completely splintered, that is divided. I don't see a party that will ever be reunited. And I hate to say this, but, well, Hillary Clinton, unless she gets knocked out, she's going to be our next president.
I think so, too. And I've felt that for a while in my gut, that Hillary Clinton is going to be the next president, unless she's indicted. Maybe even then she'll still become president. Ken, let me ask you and Gary something. I've never really paid attention to this when I went to vote. Is it really possible to write in somebody, or is that just kind of an old urban legend? That you, I mean, does it count for anything? I mean, will they actually do anything with it, or is it just kind of a little protest?
As
an individual? You can write it. I mean, you can write it in on a ballot, but yeah, I don't think they would ever honor a write-in candidate.
It wouldn't count for anything. It's just okay. Yeah,
which is unfortunate, but yeah, from what I'm watching, what I'm seeing. See, you got to look at it this way. The Republican establishment, they would be happy to lose the election because they would still be able to milk the trough, eat from the trough.
Yeah.
And that's why they're against Donald Trump.
Okay. Well, Ken, we're hitting the hard break.
Take care, Ken.
Appreciate the call, man.
Take care.
Take care.
I love our callers, all right, man. We got the greatest callers.
We do. We'll see you all on the other side. Jimmy, hang on.
People are always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A major break in the investigation into the terror attacks in Paris and Brussels. Belgian authorities say that Paris attack suspect Mohamed Abrini has admitted to being the man in the video with the Brussels airport suicide bombers.
Now, according to this very short statement by the prosecutor, he has told investigators that he threw his jacket or vest, as they refer to it as, in a bin somewhere, and rather bizarrely, that he sold his hat.
Mark Stone with Fox sister network Sky News.
It was he who drove in a car, a rented Renault Clio, from Brussels to Paris 2 days prior to those attacks. That car was used to drop off the suicide bombers at the Stade de France.
And B-52 bombers returning to the Middle East for the first time since the 1991 Gulf War. The Air Force is putting some of the heavy bombers in Qatar to take part in the U.S.-led air campaign against ISIS. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Tecumseh Center for the Arts is launching their new season. The 2015-2016 national touring season includes big band, comedy, electroluminescent puppetry, bluegrass, and children's music. Buy a Tecumseh Center for the Arts premier season ticket for $100, and you'll receive premier seating at each of the national touring season shows, plus Tecumseh Center for the Arts big band and vocal airs concerts, which is a $120 value. To learn more about the Tecumseh Center for the Arts national touring season, special events, the Black Box Summer Series, local presenters and groups, and the Tecumseh Pops Orchestra and Community Chorus and many other events, please call 517-423-6617 or you can visit thetca.org. Every month at the American Legion Pinckney Memorial Post number 419 Whitewood Road in Pinckney, there are great events like Euchre, Coney Dog and Root Beer Float Night, a spaghetti dinner, and much more. For more information, call 734-878-9522. Teens Using Drugs, What to Know and What to Do is a free ongoing two-part series. Part 1 provides information on how to recognize and understand adolescent substance abuse. Part 2 provides information on what should and should not be done to help when a teen's substance abuse problem is recognized, and concludes with a short talk by a young person in recovery. All presentations are free and open to the public. To learn more, call 734-973-7892 or visit teensusingdrugs.org.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of the Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com. And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Thank you for having me here in your studio.
Okay, so we're getting all flustered, and you can reach me, Gary, at The Daily Drift if you want to email me, or you can call into the show, 734-822-1600. Love to have your calls, but let's take care of a little business before we get back to Jimmy on.
Gary's getting all hot and bothered.
Yeah, I am getting very hot and bothered. Our sponsor this half hour, S&S General Store in Whitmore Lake, 734-550-9777. Everything in the store is made in America, which is pretty hard to find nowadays, but it's a great little store in Whitmore Lake. Cleaning supplies, kitchenware, pet products, everyday household goods, toys, gifts, the whole nine yards, office stuff, office supplies and school stuff. You name it, 734-550-9777. That's the S&S General Store. Right now, you can go to thecurrentonline.com, print off the ad. It's on page 12. And bring that in. You'll get 10% off your entire purchase. So there you go, S&S General Store, 734-550-9777, right off of US 23 in Whitmore Lake. Can't miss it.
No Chinese toothpaste?
No Chinese toothpaste. Everything in the store, literally everything in the store is American-made. Mm. You know, and it's pretty hard to find companies or stores that will do that sort of thing nowadays, but those guys are great, real good. Well, let's bring Jimmy back in because I have some good news for Jimmy. Jimmy, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's something, and this is what kind of gives me a little glimmer of hope that something may come out of this convention that I'm happy with, because we always talk about Donald Trump being the deal maker, right? And he's brought in this high-powered guy who knows a lot of people in Washington, Paul Manafort. You will probably be hearing that name in the coming weeks. He's now working.
I know who he is.
You know who he is. So he's now working for Trump, and there's talk about something that's going on. They're calling it Plan 172, and I don't know what that number means. They're being very mysterious about the whole thing. But there is an oddity that happened this week, which I think is very strange, and I don't know if it's connected to this or not. Marco Rubio asked this week to have his name removed from the California ballot. So you're looking at me like, yeah, where'd that mean, Gary? What that means is whatever percent he would normally get will not be going to him. It will be going somewhere else. And and remember, Rubio still, he only suspended his campaign. Mm-hmm. He has control over his delegates. So whether he's going to work with Cruz, whether he's going to work with Kasich, or whether he's going to work with Trump, I don't know. But he's been awful silent in the last few weeks, hasn't he?
And Carson, he suspended his campaign. And he may give up, what, his whole eight delegates?
Maybe.
He might.
It may be. All right. Well, Jimmy, before I let you go, I wanted to give you one last shot. What are you completely disenfranchised, feeling disenfranchised from the delegate process?
No, I'm going to continue. But what we need to do is have better, much better organization. That is one thing that we have been learning since 2008. When we went in 2008 for Ron Paul, we had no idea what we were doing. 4 years later, we had learned the rules, and we did very much better in the second convention. Well, then this convention rolls around, and they see the Ron Paul people that have been there for 8 years now, leaning toward the Trump people and grasping that. And they got very concerned, and that's why they just flat out stole it this time.
Yeah.
I mean, before it was shady, this was just theft.
Yeah. Period. Well, Jimmy, here's what I want you to do. Before the next edition of The Current comes out, which will be the May edition, I want you to throw something together for me. Try and keep it under 400 words. And I want to out these delegate pimps like Brian Kelly. And you know what, Brian Kelly? Let me assure you one thing, you piece of garbage. You will not be the next governor of the state of Michigan if I have anything to say about it. You are a pimp, and you're pimping out delegates for your own pleasure, as far as I'm concerned. So you will not be there, and I'm going to work as hard as I can to make sure that you are not the follow-up to Rhino Rick. How's that?
He's the Huggy Bear of Michigan.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks for let me know. Put that together and work with me. Send me an email, and we'll get something put together for the May edition, okay?
Okay.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Derek just did his homework for me. Plan 172. 172 is the number of delegates in California. So there you go. Oh. That's where that Rubio thing is coming in. Now, honestly, let's think about it. Donald Trump is the deal maker. So is all this bluster and fluster that we've been getting with little Marco and everything else all just part of some plan that's going to kind of hash out and give Donald the delegates prior to? I don't know.
I was kind of chuckling to myself only because, well, partly because of my immaturity, but also Plan 172 sounded like something one would hear on Alex Jones.
Plan 9 from outer space.
That too.
It's the global elite scum. Yeah. Yes, I know. Yeah. Let's take a call from Jenny online too. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, everyone. Hey, guys. Well, I kind of would like to agree with Ken and whoever else thinks this way. Well, I don't watch the conventions anyway, but I'll hear about it. And frankly, I don't really look forward to hearing about it because it's going to be so ugly this time if something good doesn't happen. And frankly, some of the talk show hosts do not help because some people aren't like me. They take the meat and leave the bones, and people can do what they want. You know, I'll think for myself. But, you know, Mark Levin was on there last night, and I listened to 15 minutes of him, and I turned him off. It's like, now something came up, and he was reading this article, and it was disgusting. And Michael Savage went with it, but Michael Savage isn't, well, anyway. But he went with it, and Mark Levin had, you know, heard about it, you know, found it, and he says now, because he used to say up till last night that he would vote for Trump. Well, now he won't. And furthermore, he's going to urge his audience not to do so. And it's like, wait a minute. You can't tell people what to do.
Yeah, that old Mark Levin, he's part of the global elite scum, I think. You know, he's one of those guys. Yeah, I don't get it. If you can vote for Cruz because you want somebody to change Washington, D.C., you should certainly be able to vote for Trump. Is he as conservative as Ted? No. But you know what? I go back to my main point right at the beginning of the show. What the hell have the conservatives done for you? What have they done? They've done nothing. They've been ineffective. They've been lining their pockets. They're crony capitalists. That's all they are. They're not conservatives anymore. They're out there making money for their friends and the wealthy and the big businesses and Wall Street. The hell with the conservatives. Those people who, you can't claim to be a conservative and claim to be the good guy. You're not. You're a thief. You're a pimp. That's what you are.
Well, sorry. I think they're all pimps, whores, and thieves.
As what Theron says. Yes, that's exactly right. You're exactly right. All right, anything
all
else? Anything else, Jenny?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but you've told us, urged all of us all these years to just not vote for the Dems, vote for anybody but the Dems. And now, you know, you're kind of like out there and saying a certain thing.
Yeah, I'm saying I won't vote for the Republican if and this is the only reason, Jenny, because they show by stealing if you steal this election from Trump or Cruz, who are what 80% of the conservative people and cross, there's a lot of independents and Dems voting for Trump as well. If you steal the voice of the American people and give it to somebody that we have not voted for, then they are so corrupt. I will not support that system any longer. And I'm going to vote for the Constitution Party or a third party or whatever. But I will not vote for a Kasich. I'll take Trump or Cruz because I believe that is the voice of the American people. If they give it to a Kasich, a Ryan, or somebody they just pull out of the blue, That is a corrupt system that I will not support. So in this instance, yes, I've changed because I'm not going to support.
Then why even bother? Don't write in anybody. It won't work anyway.
I'm going to make my political statement. And I may vote for Bernie because the system needs to crash at this point. If the system has gotten so corrupt that these political elite in Washington and their crony capitalist friends in New York or wherever are pulling the strings to this extent, then it's time for the system to be done with and collapse. And in that I'm going to vote for whoever else to make the system hit bottom before it's too late.
And I mean, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I don't, if that happens, I'm not going to feel, I don't like Kasich. He got money, for all that money from George Soros, and he, you know, did some other things that came out right before the delegates vote, the people voted in Ohio.
Yeah. And that's what I mean, though, Jenny.
That was bad.
You just made your own argument. John Kasich works for George Soros. And you're asking me, is a Bernie Sanders better than a George Soros? You bet your dollar he is. He may ruin the entire country, but he's not going to do it on purpose. He's going to do it because he's an idiot. But George Soros runs and owns, and the people of his ilk own John Kasich.
Here's what you and Gary should do if Kasich is on the ballot or somebody else. As a protest vote, the ultimate protest vote, write in John Conyers.
Well, I'll write in Cruz.
Yeah, write in. It doesn't matter. At that point, the system is so corrupt. If they do this and it's not Trump or Cruz.
Who cares?
Yeah, if it's not Trump or Cruz, the system is broken because it's now being run by these puppet masters and the corrupt political elite, and I'm done. I will not support that system. I know it's hard for me to say that. I know it's hard for you to hear that from me because I've always been that guy saying anybody but Hillary. But you know what? I am not going to vote for John Kasich because I think he's
disenfranchised. I feel totally disenfranchised, and I've only been hanging out with this kind of stuff since 2008.
Yeah. Well, it takes us, Jenny, each and every one. We have to stand up and take our country back. And for me, that's why I'm pushing for Trump. I'll take a Cruz, too, but I'm not going to take a John Kasich or any other one, anyone else that they think they can shove down my throat because I'm not buying it. I will vote for Bernie if I doggone have to because I believe I believe Bernie's true in his heart. Dumb as dirt, but true in his heart.
So we'll see what happens, but this party right now, if it was today, it's gone.
I believe that if they steal it from these two guys, the party is done.
Gone.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, you know, nobody, and there's so much animosity between folks and everything, and you know, it's hard because I'm not going to be like Kasich, oh, why can't we all get along or whatever.
Yeah,
but,
he's a liar and a thief.
People don't even understand if you don't want to vote for Cruz, or you don't want to vote for Trump, people don't even understand you. And it's like, you know what? That people have different opinions, and that's the way it is.
Yeah. Well, don't despair. Gary is here.
Okay, Dr. Smith.
Yeah, so anyway, but...
Never fear, Smith is here.
And there's people out there that are not helping.
Yeah, well, a lot of us aren't helping, but Jenny, don't despair. Stay strong. Vote for whoever you feel like, because I will support you in that endeavor. If you want to vote for Kasich, I won't make fun of you. I personally cannot, because I believe he is represents the devil and the evil that is the political elite class and the crony capitalists who are pulling strings. All right, Jenny, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks.
Take care.
You guys have me so disillusioned, I'm now going to write in Conyers and Dingle.
There you go. Dingleberry? Yeah, exactly.
Debbie. Dingle.
Let's take care of another call. Walter, good to call, man.
Hey, you said you're going to put in Conyers. I cracked up when I heard you say that. He'd have to put some Negroes in Detroit in poverty, you know. He's an enabler just like the rest of those clowns in Detroit. That guy, man, I don't see how he even get one vote. That lying crook.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's crazy, isn't it? It sure is.
Yeah, but don't throw in the towel, man. Anything can change. It'll still be a last-minute miracle. I understand where you're coming from. And I understand that John, drunk-eyed looking Boehner, wants to put Ryan in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's
about that?
Weird.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're hearing. And there was an ad that came out this week that Ryan said, no, that's not a political ad. But it sure kind of looked like a Ryan for President ad, even though he's, you know, he doth protest too much, I think, when I hear that kind of thing, because I really believe that there is something in the wind, and the GOP establishment does not want to give up their power. That's what it comes down to. These guys are they love living fat and high on the hog and making this money.
I just couldn't vote for Eddie Munster.
I'm kind of ashamed that I voted for Romney Ryan last time around. I will say this, I'm ashamed. But you know what? What was my choice? Barack Obama or Romney Ryan? That was better. You know, but they weren't stealing the election from anyone. That was at the time it was good. Had they been stealing it from somebody else, I might have seen that, but I didn't see it. But I see it now. I think these two guys are the political elite. They're parasites. Are they not? Am I wrong in thinking that way, Walter? They're parasites on society.
Exactly. You're right about that. There's a whole lot of verbs I can use against them. But I tell you what, I want to kind of ask you guys a question. What do you think about being on the news? And I think it's a bunch of those lying Democrats that's conjuring up and rigging up lies and polls. They said on the national level that Donald Trump's approval rating is up to 69%. He can't be trusted. A lot of people don't like him. And they're saying the same thing about Hillary. Talking about the two top runners, Donald Trump and Hillary. That hers is at 55%. I'm like, how on earth can they conjure up some lies like that, saying that Donald Trump was more disapproved of than Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, well, I can tell you this. I can tell you this, Walter. That disapproval rating that Donald Trump has right now is the same disapproval rating that Ronald Reagan had at the same time last year, give or take a couple of points, or not last year, when he was running.
Yeah.
So the disapproval ratings mean absolutely nothing, because people don't really give a rat's banana whether you're likable or not. They want somebody to change something. And I can guarantee you, Donald Trump, I don't know the man personally, so I can't say that I like his bluster and his use of some words, and sometimes he's foul-mouthed or whatever, but you know what? I know he's the guy that can change things, because he can, as Mike pointed out last hour, he can move the media like nobody else. And even a Ted Cruz can't do that.
Let me say this, though. I hope nobody out there in the radio land shout me down. Hope nobody shout me down. But at this point, I don't give a hip-hop what people think. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and the rest of them clowns doing the debates are the reason we are at the point we are right now. Don't get me wrong. I would vote for the worst Republicans over the best Democrat. The last man standing, I still stand strong on that. I would vote for either one of them. I would never probably get as angry or maybe extremist, you know, what Gary said, but, and you're entitled to that. I would never shade in somebody like Hillary or some alternative person, never, because I'm not like, that's part of the problem right there. But they created this crap. You know why? And I'm pretty sure y'all might agree with me on this. All that crazy talking back and barking at each other like a bunch of Detroit alley dogs during the whole time. Look all the time they've wasted. Like calling each lying Cruz, lying Ted. Man, I never heard one of them lying. No, they're not liars. I've never heard one of those worthless pawns in the hands of the news media and those debate moderators called Barack Obama a liar.
Yeah. Well, you know what part of that is, though? That's the stupidity of Reince Priebus and the Republican GOP, because, you know what, instead of having a few debates and setting the guidelines and the rules and using Reagan's 11th commandment, let's not tear each other apart here. Let's work together. Let's have a good substantive debate. Instead, they give it to the media and say, let's get those ratings up. Who got the kickbacks from these channels that ended up hosting the debates? Dollars to donuts, in my opinion. I bet you old Reince Priebus got a little kickback from CNN, Fox News, and the rest of them. You know, it's all about the money. This was all a big show, and let's get the ratings up, and let's sell a bunch of advertising. Let's grease somebody's palm. I'll lay odds the GOP got some money back.
We want to hear the real deal. I mean, what are they going to do for? Because the average person is broke, busted, and disgusted.
Yeah.
They can care less about Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, so they're back and forth and talking about who's a liar. And by the way, all of them have lied. Because in particular, Ted Cruz said he would never resort to doing what he's been doing against Donald Trump, so he lied. So they have wasted all these months doing that. I've never heard them come that strong about Hillary or any of the Democrats or Barack, especially Barack Obama. Let me see. Since he's been there, what, 7 years, almost 8 years now? How many lies has he told in one day and multiplied that by 7.5 years?
Yeah. Well, that's because the media is in the pocket with the Democrats, and the Democrats are so much smarter than the DNC is way smarter than the RNC. They know better than to put their candidates up there and let them get savaged by the media. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You know, especially in the beginning, Dennis Miller, when he had a talk show, he summed it up beautifully when he was talking about Barack Obama and the media, and he said that the media relating to Barack Obama is like a little troop of brownies at a One Direction concert. You know, I mean, they just, yes. You know, they just so were in his pocket and worshipped him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, Walter, anything else?
That's about it, but I just wanted to throw that out there. I hope nobody shot me down, but Ted Cruz and Donald Trump produced this crap. You know, and after we almost at the midnight hour, and they still doing the same crap. They're in worthless pawns in the hands of the media, ABC, NBC, MS, what Martha Vann called it, MS, yep. LSB, CNN. They're just going, they're falling right into their hands. They've been doing it I'm talking about, and by the way, Rubio, let me throw this in there real quick. You talking about he's been, you notice he ain't been saying nothing lately. He was one of those senators that wanted to give that one guy Barack Obama's nominee for Supreme Court. He was one of those senators, by the way, that wanted him to get a hearing.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens to Rubio. He hasn't been quiet, but he'll be back on the scene. All right. Thanks, Walter. We got another call I want to grab.
Right.
All right. Take care. All right. Let's Bill from Tecumseh. Bill, welcome to the show.
Yes, I've been listening there all along, and I wouldn't vote for Kasich if he was the only one on the ticket. He's a supporter of Common Core and Obamacare. And that he's a rhino.
Yeah, well, it makes him like a Democrat, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, I can't. You know, number one, he is. He would be. Is he better than Hillary? Maybe by a skosh. I don't know. But you know what? He represents.
Hillary at least got plans to get bought with high prices. He'll sell his soul for a peanut.
Very good, Bill. Very good. Yeah, I mean, a vote for Kasich is a vote for George Soros. How does it get any more clear to people?
Right.
I mean, he's part of that crony political elite class. In America, you're getting screwed by these people.
He's a Trojan horse.
I happen to be part of the Tea Party, and I called somebody that was at the convention, and he saw nothing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I just...
So I got to talk to him the next meeting, which is Thursday. But if things went that way, and he said, no, it's not stacked for Kasich.
Yeah,
everybody's got to vote for who, but that's only the first time.
Yeah, we'll know on the second vote, and we're going to keep tabs on these people because we'll have some connections inside. We'll know which way they're stacked. So let me ask you this, Bill, before I let you go. Cruz or Trump, would you vote for either one in the general election?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. That's me, too.
I won't, I'll vote third party if Kasich is there.
If who's there?
And I think
Kasich.
I will vote third party, and then I will go by and stand by my gun safe.
Right. There you go. Good call. All right, Bill, appreciate the phone call. You take care.
They better start wearing Kevlar or fireproof material, because I think they're going to get tired and feathered.
All right, take care, Bill.
You too.
All right, well, there you go. So at least Bill's thinking along my lines. I'll do a Trump or a Cruz. I'm not going to do Kasich because he doesn't deserve it. He's not been voted by the American people. The people have spoken, and it's either a Trump or a Cruz. And that second ballot, when it comes around, people should be looking. Number one, the people that are on the Kasich's supporters, and those people are the ones that should be going to either Trump or Cruz. It shouldn't be Trump or Cruz delegates going to a Kasich. That's a load of crap. All right, until next week, folks, go to thedailydrift.com, www.thedailydrift.com. Brandon?
Until next week.
I
kind of made it a point to, even though I wasn't successful, to just keep my mouth shut and listen and learn today.
I don't know. You
learned
anything.
My stupid joke still rolled out. I can't help it.
All right, until next week, we'll see you then.